This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, I'm Dumisha Greater from NedGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Global Markets Once Again Rattled by Inflation and Growth Concerns. Last week's global narrative was directed by concerns about persistent inflationary pressure at a time of slowing economic growth. The focus remained on monetary policy as US Fed Chair Jerome Powell delivered the semi-annual congressional testimony. Speaking before Congress, Powell indicated that further interest rate hikes were likely, a point that was also echoed by various other Fed officials. Market participants are now considering when these rate hikes may be coming and how high interest rates will ultimately go. According to the CME Group FedWatch tool, markets are currently pricing in a more than 74% chance of a rate hike being announced at the Fed's next meeting next month. Meanwhile, the Bank of England surprised the market with a 50 basis point hike against the consensus forecast of 25 basis points. The increase pushes the bank rate to 5%, which is the highest level since the onset of the global financial crisis in September 2008. Stubborn inflation is placing pressure on the central bank to continue tightening monetary policy. According to Bloomberg, the market expectations for the UK bank rate have shifted to a peak of 6.25% from 5.5% at the May meeting. In terms of emerging market monetary policy action, the Brazilian Central Bank left its Selic rate unchanged at 13.75%. This was in line with market expectations, but stressed that though current inflation remains below the central bank's upper target, future scenarios still present upward risks. At the same time, the Bank of Mexico kept its policy rate at 11.25% for the second meeting in a row. This following 15 consecutive hikes since the tightening phase began in June 2021. In Turkey, the central bank raised its policy interest rate to 15% from 8.5%, suggesting a shift to the orthodox policy after the government's pursuit to keep borrowing costs low resulted in hyperinflation and sharp currency depreciation. Against this backdrop, global equities were generally lower last week. US markets ended broadly lower, with the S&P 500 down for the first time in 6 weeks, as Powell reiterated the US Fed's hawkish stance while raising concerns about high equity valuations, which added to the drop. The S&P 500 is now trading at a forward price earnings ratio of 19 times. According to data by Refinitiv, this is above the historical average of 15.6 times. European stocks recorded larger losses, with the UK's FTSE 100 spooked by the disappointing inflation data and the larger-than-expected UK interest rate hike. Locally, money market rates and bond yields were generally softer, reflecting the better-than-expected May inflation numbers. You saw headline consumer inflation moderate more than expected to 6.3% in May, this from 6.8% in April. And this was mainly on the back of a more pronounced slowdown in food and transportation inflation. The lower inflation print led to speculation that local interest rates may be near their peaks. However, equity prices fell sharply, with the JSE All Share Index recording its largest weekly loss since the second week of March, as fears about the impact of even higher US interest rates dampened sentiment and weighed on valuations. The Rand relapsed over the past week, hurt by fears of further hikes in US interest rates, which hurt risk appetites. Now, after touching 18 Rand 17 against the US dollar early last week, the Rand fell significantly later in the week and ending at the lowest level since the second week of June. In the final week of June, Asian Pacific markets started the week mixed, while European markets closed slightly lower in Monday's trading session, as investors digested weak economic signals after a downbeat week. In the commodities market, global oil prices were higher after a turbulent weekend saw an armed rebellion against Russian President Vladimir Putin by Prigozhin, who is the leader of the Wagner Group of mercenary fighters. Prices rose as investors monitored a potential oil shortage, but paired gains after Prigozhin-led revolt came to a swift end. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, take care from the multi-management team.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorized collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.